I'm not either, about 6 months after. Yeah, 5 or 6 months after.
And your wife was what? Oriental?
No, she was from Wales. She was Welsh.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was the first one?
Yeah.
And what happened to her?
She left the church sort of step by step. I was an MFT and she was doing the fish business in Louisiana. And then she came to New York. And at one point she called me up and told me everything she was struggling about. And I felt relieved because I knew there was something going on, but I didn't know what. And then I got permission to leave my IOWC team and come to New York. Well, yeah, to see if we could, make something work. But every step she took, she was going a little further out. And, she was saying things like, I could be a Christian, you could be a unificationist. And, in those days, I didn't know how that was possible. She left. But there's a very funny thing about that, though, because...
Yeah, wait a little bit, but not too long.
She filed for divorce and the whole thing, but it was like I was living up at the camp that New York Church had, and I was working there, and then once a week I was taking the train into the city to see my therapist, and at the same time I was getting ready to go to the seminary, so I was going to the seminary and I was cooking, and then at one point, after I'd like let go of a whole lot of stuff about how I felt, the broken blessing, break up, the whole thing, I just let a lot of that stuff go, and a couple of days later, out of nowhere, she called me. I hadn't talked to her in like years. And she suddenly said, I wish you well. She said, I'm so sorry. I wish I understood what I know now, back then, because I see the value that the church has. And then she says, I've been living with a Christian community, and I've been cooking for them, and it's in Poughkeepsie or something. It's on the banks of the Hudson River, and she's taking the train into New York once a week to see her Christian therapist. So I'm like, we're living parallel lives, We're taking the same train down to the city.
To see our therapist.
To see our therapist. And I was seeing a unificationist therapist, and she was seeing a Christian therapist. And, she's at this Christian community, this monastery or something. She's cooking for them. I'm at the seminary, and I'm cooking for them.
How unique
can
that?
Yeah, how parallel can we get? We haven't talked to each other in years. Huh.
And she finally called you.
Yeah.
So she finally stayed with that trip with the Christians?
Yeah, she did. I think she'd married somebody, she just felt like it was too late. Because at that moment, I just said, you haven't done anything that God can't forgive. And I can't forgive. I felt complete forgiveness. I said, thanks.
Yeah.
Couldn't. Yeah,
so. That was her choice.
Didn't make the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't go back.
Yeah. That's right.
So then later...